The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The plaintiff's attorneys say VDOT is forcing residents to pay a $2 fee for the downtown and midtown tunnels in addition to taxes already paid for completed projects. They also argue that toll revenues will pay for projects outside their region from which they don't benefit. Senator Kenneth Alexander says the state constitution does not give VDOT taxing authority.
If the toll revenues are going to stay at that facility, at the point of collection, then there's no argument. But when the monies are going to be moved elsewhere, outside of the region, possibly, what VDOT considered to be reasonable projects, then that's a problem. That's a tax.
The state's attorneys say the tolls are properly authorized user fees, and monies generated will pay for related projects allowed by the Constitution. Transportation Board Commissioner Gregory Worley says the state can't afford to lose this lawsuit.
We have tolls at Dulles Toll Road. We have a number of other tolling facilities around the state. It could have wide-reaching effects if we are not allowed to toll.
One option is to tax all state residents if the high court strikes down the tolls and restructure deals with the companies who've already been promised a return on investment until the year 2070. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.